From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens more injured after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building Wednesday. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police are describing it as a marauding terror attack. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terrorism policing.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament building. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter the building. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman killed.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved, said the location of the incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values through violence is doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in 2005. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to another year in prison and fined him for interfering with witnesses, including the offering of bribes during his earlier trial. Last year, Bemba was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for what his forces did in Central African Republic. This is VOA News. As Syrian talks are set to resume Thursday in Geneva, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its role by airdropping local ground forces behind enemy lines near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. It's part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation. Stephen Zunis is with the University of San Francisco.
This is the most direct involvement the United States has had thus far in Syria, at least in terms of having forces on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a gathering of the Global Coalition on the defeat of Islamic State in Washington Wednesday that defeat, not degradation, of the IS insurgency is the top goal of the U.S.
Our end goal in this phase is the regional elimination of ISIS through military force. The military power of the coalition will remain where this fraudulent caliphate has existed in order to set the conditions for a full recovery from the tyranny of ISIS.
He said the U.S. will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to return home. The chairman of the Congressional Committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election says some of President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
He said while the information had not been collected, had been collected legally, revealing the names of Trump officials was not. Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia. Human Rights Watch said Thursday that many schools in Central African Republic have been looted, occupied, and damaged by armed groups. It said education has become elusive for about one-third of the children in the impoverished and conflict-wracked country. A key vote in Congress looms Thursday over reform of the U.S. health care system. President Trump and his Republican allies appear still short of votes needed for passage of repeal and replacing the health care law passed in 2010, known as Obamacare. Conservatives claim the Republican replacement looks too much like Obamacare. Travel company Blue Marvel is offering people a chance to dive to the wreckage of the Titanic. Beginning in May of next year, it will offer a chance for nine people to submerge 4,000 meters in the North Atlantic to see the famous wreck at a cost of more than $100,000 each. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.